You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's president has showed a harrowing video of dead civilians to the United Nations Security Council, calling for immediate action and accountability for apparent Russian atrocities. With global revulsion solidifying over Moscow's war, President Vladimir Zelensky has likened Russia's assault to Nazi war crimes. In an impassioned speech by video link from Kyiv to the 15-member Security Council, Mr. Zelensky demanded stronger action as he delivered a chilling account of the human toll of the six-week-old war.
I am addressing you on behalf of the people who honor the memory of the deceased every single day, in the memory of the civilians who died, who were shot and killed in the back of their head after being tortured. Some of them were shot on the streets, others were thrown into the wells. So they died there in suffering. They were killed in their apartments, houses blowing up, grenades. The civilians were crushed by tanks while sitting in their cars in the middle of the road.
Mr. Zelensky's plea follows the harrowing discoveries of civilian victims in Bucha and other towns near Kyiv following Russian troop withdrawals. He and other officials have denounced the events as war crimes and attempted genocide. He's calling for a tribunal similar to the one that was set up at Nuremberg to try war criminals after World War II. Barbara Woodward is the United Kingdom permanent representative to the UN. She says an international criminal court inquiry is underway and spoke of other atrocities detailed by President Zelensky.
He told us that women had been gang raped, including in front of their children. That people had had their limbs cut off and their tongues cut out. That Russian tanks had crushed Ukrainian families who sat in their cars, unable to escape. He told us that there must be accountability for these crimes. The UK, as current president of the Council and as a committed partner of Ukraine, will not rest until that has happened. And you'll remember that we were the early supporters of the ICC inquiry, which is now going on, and we welcome the announcement today from the Secretary General of an independent inquiry.
The United States and Western allies plan to add sanctions on Russia from the 6th of April after the emergence of the troubling new evidence. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the sanctions will be in coordination with other nations.
In coordination with the G7 and the EU, an additional sweeping package of sanctions measures that will impose costs on Russia, send it further down the road of economic, financial, and technological isolation. This will include a ban on all new investment in Russia, and increased sanctions on financial institutions and state-owned enterprises in Russia, and sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members. These measures will degrade key instruments of Russian state power, impose acute and immediate economic harm on Russia, and hold accountable the Russian kleptocracy that funds and supports Putin's war. So this is going to be done in coordination with others.
The European Commission has also proposed a ban on coal imports from Russia in what would be the first sanctions targeting the country's energy sector over its invasion of Ukraine. Several European nations have expelled Russian diplomats. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU needs to increase the pressure on President Putin.
Russia is waging a cruel and ruthless war, not only against Ukraine's brave troops, but also against its civilian population. It is important to sustain utmost pressure on Putin and the Russian government at this crucial point. The four packages of sanctions have hit hard and limited the Kremlin's political and economic options. We're seeing tangible results, but clearly, in view of events, we need to increase our pressure further.
Britain has also announced it has frozen some $461 billion in Russian assets so far. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has appealed directly to Russian citizens, urging them to bypass state media to learn the truth about the war in Ukraine. Speaking in Russian at the start of his address, before reverting back to English, Mr. Johnson said, "The Russian people deserve the truth. You deserve the facts."
The atrocities committed by Russian troops in Bucha, Irpin, and elsewhere in Ukraine have horrified the world. Civilians massacred, shot dead with their hands tied. Women raped in front of their young children. Bodies crudely burned, dumped in mass graves, or just left lying in the street. The reports are so shocking and so sickening, it's no wonder your government is seeking to hide them from you.
In a continuing push to isolate Moscow, Spain, Italy, Denmark, and Slovenia expelled dozens of its diplomats suspected of being intelligence operatives after France and Germany did the same, for a total of some 180 expulsions in 48 hours. Russia's government has called it a short-sighted move that will complicate efforts to negotiate an end to the hostilities. Press Secretary Dmitry Peskov says there will be reciprocal steps taken in response. He has called footage of the scenes of the alleged war crimes staged and fiction and condemned the reactions from European nations.
We view the expulsion of Russian diplomats negatively. We view with regret this narrowing of possibilities for diplomatic communication, diplomatic work in such difficult conditions, in unprecedented crisis conditions. It is short-sighted and a step which firstly will complicate our communication, which is required in order to seek reconciliation. And secondly, it will inevitably lead to reciprocal steps.
Europe's worst conflict in decades has killed as many as 20,000 people, according to Ukrainian estimates. The UN says nearly 4.25 million Ukrainians have fled the country, while an estimated 7.1 million are internally displaced. Many in Ukraine are bracing for further Russian bombardments as air raid sirens rang out overnight across much of the country. Ukrainian officials say over 400 civilian bodies have been recovered from the wider Kyiv region, many of whom were buried in mass graves. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.